USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expecting a big veterans aid bill to pass later on Tuesday. Schumer is saying Democrats and Republicans have agreed to vote on some amendments, and he's confident about final passage of the bill. Amendment or no amendment, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says he's a yes vote.
If the Toomey Amendment fails, I will still vote on passage of this bill as I did in June. I think the vast majority of Republicans will do so as well.
President Biden is still testing positive for COVID and his cough has returned. That's according to the latest update from his doctor. Despite that, Dr. Kevin O'Connor says Biden continues to feel well. He added the president's lungs are clear. The president signing the CHIPS and Science Act into law Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi landed in Taiwan late Tuesday evening, local time, despite continued threats from China. When asked about the White House's concern over the speaker's trip, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the Biden administration is fearful of provoking China.
So risk-averse, we're afraid of provoking the Chinese Communist Party. We put ourselves in a straitjacket, and it's constricted our ability to think creatively, to move aggressively.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Nancy Pelosi is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the island of Taiwan since 1997. With less than 100 days to go before the midterms, voters in a handful of states are heading to the polls. They'll decide primary elections in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. Rough day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 402 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says the aftermath of the devastating flooding is still an active situation.
It is absolutely devastating out there. It's going to take years to rebuild. People left with absolutely nothing.
He noted there have been some 1,300 rescues, with one rescue happening Monday. The governor adding heat will now be the next challenge his state faces as cleanup efforts continue. Monday was the first day of the month, and for millions of Americans, that means rent was due. Senate Banking Committee ranking member Pat Toomey says Americans are falling behind on rent because of inflation, and Democrats are only piling on.
They want to jam through a reckless tax and spending bill that will make this disastrous situation even worse.
As China continues to use their economic power to force political change around the world, the United States and Japan are working to pursue commercial diplomacy. U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Rahm Emanuel, says he saw a number of examples of Chinese coercion when he arrived in Japan in January.
Japan and the United States were the number one foreign direct investor in each other's countries. Not 1 year, but 2 years. Consistently. Now, this year's not done, but I think we're in a real strong position. That's all I'll say.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.